Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my family. This is Brother D.O.L., and welcome to the weekly reading of the Word of Truth. Today we will pick back up in Bereshit, or Genesis, chapter 10, starting at 1, verse 1. And it reads, "Now, these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. To them were sons born after the flood. The sons of Japheth, Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshech, and Tiras, and the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, and Riphath, Togarmah, and the sons of Javan, Elisha, and Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. And by these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their land, every one after his tongue, after their families in their nations. And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mitzrayim, and Phut, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush, Sabah, and Havilah, and Ramah, and Sabteca, and the sons of Ramah, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod. He became to be a mighty hunter in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before Yahweh. Wherefore, it is said, as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before Yahweh. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, and Erech, and Akkad, and Calneh, in the land of Shinar. Out of that land went forth Asher, Nineveh, and the city Rehoboth, and Calah, and Resen, between Nineveh and Calah. The same is a great city. And Mitzrayim begat Ludim, and Anamim, and Lahabim to him, and Patrusim, and Casluhim, out of whom came Philistim, and Kaphtorim. And Canaan begat Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemarite. Families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And the border of the Canaanites was from Sidon, as thou comest to Gerar, unto Gaza, as thou goest unto Zidon, and Gomorrah, and Admah, and Zeboim, even unto Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, in their countries, and in their nations. Unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the brother of Japheth, the elder. Even to him were children born. The children of Shem, Elam, Asher, and Arphaxad, and Lud, and Aram. And the children of Aram, Uz, and Hul, and Gether, and Mash. And Arphaxad begat Salah, and Salah begat Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided. And his brother's name was Joktan. And Joktan begat Almodad, and Hazarmaveth, and Jerah, and Hadoram, and Uzal, and Dikla, and Obal, and Abimaal, and Jabbah, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan, and their dwelling was from Meshah, as thou goest unto Sephar, in mount of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongues, in their lands, after their nations. These are the families of Noah. These are the families of the sons of Noah, after their generations, in their nations. And by these were the nations divided in the earth after the flood. Bereshit, chapter 11, verse 1. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed, found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. And they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And Yahweh came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. And Yahweh said, behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do? And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they had imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Yahweh scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because Yahweh did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did Yahweh scatter them abroad upon the face of all the earth, generations of Shem. Shem was 100 years old and begat Arphaxad, and begat Arphaxad 2 years after the flood. And Shem lived after he begat Arphaxad 500 years and begat sons and daughters. And Arphaxad lived 530 years and begat Salah. And Arphaxad lived after he begat 403 years and begat sons and daughters. And Salah lived 30 years and begat Eber. And Salah lived after he begat Eber 403 years and begat sons and daughters. And Eber lived 430 years and begat Peleg 430 years and begat sons and daughters. And Peleg lived 30 years and begat Reu. And Peleg lived after he begat Reu 209 years and begat sons and daughters. And Reu lived 230 years and begat Serug. And Reu lived after he begat Serug 207 years and begat sons and daughters. And Serug lived 30 years and begat Nahor. And Serug lived after he begat Nahor 200 years and begat sons and daughters. And Nahor lived 920 years and begat Terah. And Nahor lived after he begat Terah 190 years and begat sons and daughters. And Terah lived 70 years and begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. Now these are the generations of Terah. Terah begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father, Terah, in the land of his nativity, Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah, and the father of Iscah. But Sarai was barren. She had no child, and Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son, Abram's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died in Haran. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now Yahweh had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed, as Yahweh had spoken unto him. And Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their substance that they had gathered, and the souls that they had gotten in Haran. And they went forth to go into the land of Canaan, and into the land of Canaan they came. And Abram passed through the land unto the place of Sichem, unto the plain of Moreh, and the Canaanite was there in the land. And Yahweh appeared unto Abram and said, unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto Yahweh, who appeared unto him. And he removed from thence unto a mountain on the east of Bethel, and on the west, and high on the east. And there he built an altar unto Yahweh, and called upon the name of Yahweh. And Abram journeyed, going on, still towards the south. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there. Famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he was come near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai, his wife, behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore, it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians see thee, that they shall say, this is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princes also of Pharaoh saw her and commended her before Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entered, and he entreated Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen and he donkeys and men servants and maid servants and she donkeys and camels. And Yahweh plagued Pharaoh and his house. And Yahweh plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why sayest thou, she is my sister? So I might have taken her to me to wife. Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. Chapter 13. Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. And he went on his journeys from the south, even to Bethel, unto the place where his tent had been, at the beginning, between Bethel and Hai. He had made there at the first, and there Abram called on the name of Yahweh. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together. For their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwell then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. But if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan that is well watered everywhere before Yahweh destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of Yahweh, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. And Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent towards Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before Yahweh, exceedingly. And Yahweh said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thy eye and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land, in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto Yahweh. Bereshit, chapter 14, starting in verse 1. And it came to pass in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elasar, Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of nations, that these made war with Bera, king of Sodom, and Bersha, king of Gomorrah, Janab, king of Admah, Semabar, king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, which is Zoar. All these were joined together in the valley of Siddim, which is the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Kedorlaomer, and in the 13th year they rebelled. And in the 14th year came Kedorlaomer and smote the Rephaims and Ashtaroth, Carnaim, and the Zuzims and Ham, and the Emims and Shevah, Kirithim, and the Horites in their Mount Seir, unto El Paran, which is by the wilderness. And they returned and came to Mishpat, which is Kadesh, and smote all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites that dwelt in Hazez on Tamar. And there went out the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Admah, and the king of Zeboim, and the king of Bela, the same is Zoar. And they joined battle with them in the valley of Siddim. And Kedorlaomer, the king of Elam, and with Tidal, king of nations, and Amraphel, king of Shinar, and Ariah, king of Elasar, four kings with five. In the valley of Siddim was full of slime pits, and the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah fled and fell there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. And there came one that escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain among the Amorites, brother of Eshcol and brother of Aner, and these were confederate with Abram. Abram heard that his brother was taken captive. He armed his trained servant, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. He divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him at the valley of Sheva, which is the king's Baal, and Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High El, and he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High El, possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High El, which has delivered thine enemies into thine hand." And he gave him tithe of all. And the king of Sodom said unto Abram, "Persons, and take the goods to thyself." And Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have lifted up my hand unto Yahweh, the Most High El, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe latchet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldst say, I have made Abram rich." The young men had eaten, and the portion of the men which went with me, and there and Eshcol, and Mamre, let them take their portion. So, family, we're going to stop right there. We'll pick up next week in Bereshit, chapter 15, starting at verse 1. This has been Brother Dale Well. Hope you enjoyed the Torah reading. And you say, sometimes it's just good to hear Abba's word. Allow him to work your mind and show you the wonders of his Torah. Yahweh bless you and keep you. Shalom.